Secondly, I've been doing extensive research into the origin of the AB 3030 plan from ETSD and the legal expenses, and I ran across this little ditty here, which basically indicates that there was a $1,375 meeting with the president, the general manager, and the legal counsel, and I thought it was very interesting that there was only one member of the board, and I asked Bob Blair, and he said that he was unaware that this meeting took place.
What was the date on the meeting?
1-23-95. It was got later.
1-23-95.
Yeah. So, and its subject matter was water rights, groundwater management, potential litigation strategies, and options.
Okay.
It seems kind of politically incorrect and not a useful use of funds to only have one member of the board on something so important.
Does anyone else have a public comment I'd like to make? And it's on the agenda time. Okay, we're going to have number three now.
The foreman is amazing. We'll get the first second because you walked into the market.
Sure.
Kay Dobie, All Seasons Flowers. Could you maybe comment on the fact what John Snyder just brought forward?
No, because I don't recollect it.
Okay. I don't recollect my lawyer bills, so I'm usually in deep trouble, but that's a different story, I guess.
Item number three. Any other public comments? Okay. Item number three of the board administration. This is regarding the Cypress Ridge Golf Course Project Environmental Impact.
Mr. President, the Honorable Board held a public hearing meeting at the last board meeting to review the Cypress Ridge Track Map Development Plan, Environmental Impact Report, and the board members and staff made a response to this report and are sending to Mr. Moody, the environmental specialist at the County Planning and Building Department, with the attached staff report from the previous unit, and along with the exhibits of Cypress Ridge and Learning System Quality Report. There's some comments to the letter they didn't tell you. So the letter basically sent out and has a staff report and effective rich demonstration of groundwater elevation and the map level by foreign system requirements of the year in the fall of 1992. Some of the comments made in the public hearing is that the Coronel Mesa is the only groundwater supply for all residents, agricultural, industrial, environmental companies of Coronel Mesa. And there are public expressions becoming a common on the Mesa, and then the Cypress Ridge, along with other projects, the Woodland project, which is 950 acres, plus or minus, which will be using another approximately 1,000 acres of water. All these are on the home base for their water supply. Presently, there is a hydrological study being done by the Department of Water Resources, and hopefully that a draft will be out by the end of the year. The proposed GIR concludes that the underground water table is probably 10 million groundwater basins. It seems to be contrary to the county's annual resource summary report, which indicates that the sentence of the county annual resource summary indicates the basement is in a severity of 2 category and points out that there's 6 reports indicating that the basin is in an overdraft condition. That the water conservation manager are essentially sure all residents of Mesa that the water quality is maintained in the future. And the recent Regional Water Quality Control Board report came out in draft form indicating that the nitrate levels in the groundwater basin are increasing, mentioning that this project will be using around 23,000 pounds of nitrate for the golf course in the area. The district is presently developing a retrofit program to ensure impact of water use are mitigated within the district. Allows the commission to issue any affidavit to stable water supply rule and rule that this should be applied to developers on the Mesa and unincorporated area. The site of the proposed project is on solid ground and does not have a pumping registration facility since 1985. Water runs uphill for money. The Sanmina Valley portion of Sanmina Basin is in a state overdraft, and this project for a period of time to lower the groundwater level, therefore impacting the district's main water supply. Some of the conclusions made is that this project will have a significant impact on the existing Coronel Mesa water users, and that the Woodland project will anticipate, along with anticipated major agricultural and residential projects, one of the types of this project to be viewed concurrently to determine the impact of all these projects on the water supply in the Mesa. That the introduction of different nitrates to the groundwater basin is being mitigated, and that hockey incorporating a retrofit program or developing a supplemental water supply. They're not part of the CEQA requirements, but just to point out that there are some water agencies in the center. Those are basically just an obstacle to the letter that was designed to the dining office in the previous staff report presented to the board at the last week.
Yeah, those are in respect to comments that you were doing last time. And a couple of them, okay.
Yeah, and some public events.
Right.
The board's memory, some people in the audience. This is a Statue of Mint project. And in my own opinion, if you really ask it to be made, that it's well designed, if you bring in a bunch of people and commercial and recreational aspects, people come out there and enjoy it, they come to Black Lake. We have a farm market up on the upper end, which in this area will take care of certain types of people. And so it's well designed. The major concern that the district has is the impact on the groundwater. And this is something that they put together a pumping on the basin. This is what's added, this was not in the original plot, indicating where the two Black Bay wells, the Zedgen well, and the O'Neill well, I mean the Viacanta well, one where the back line is the additional consumption by the golf course irrigation. The report indicated that Unicel being taken some of 1/3 of pumping, the back line indicates the slow pumping from Unicel. So just giving some perspective of what they're. There's pumping in the direction of this area, there's going north of this area, there's going kind of east of this area. So there's three pumping directions around the project. The project itself, in the United, our report indicates that goes lower than the water table, and over a 15-year period, 67 feet.
Does the board have any questions? Best gym is probably the best showcase community we have in the whole area. This project. It's the only thing that's been designed, it's the only thing that's really been planned. That's for a class of people, it's been for the kind of class of people I'd like to see in front of. I'd like to see more. Older, retired people that have got a community that's been there. They bring money into the community and they put a big strain on the school and everything else. As to the water, we're just going to have to find water somewhere. I don't think we can live our lives in a bunch of little houses downtown packed in like rats. Because we can't find water, we can't manage this water. I mean, what kind of lifestyle do we want as individuals? Do we want to be all packed in downtown in little high-rise apartments with higher density, or do we want to have projects like this? I think we've got to use a little foresight to get some water, either from Fisher Dam or somewhere. I kind of want to see this project go forward. This is the kind of area I'd like to see in front of Davis. So we need to be on the trip for the community. I can't see any good things about this. Is the money rolling uphill, the water rolling uphill, the money? Who's going to bankroll our... The next thing we got coming up is rate increases and stuff. Who's going to put up the money to run this district and run this town? People put it here, going to have higher taxes, lower the burden, or are we going to let some of this growth go? It's all what people want. That's my comment.
Do you have any specific comments that's contained in the letter?
I think it's going to pull down the water a little bit, but... I don't really think we're overdrafted as people seem to think we are. And like you said, some of these reports only 14% goes into the groundwater. Homework might start at 28 or 30%. And nobody's really done any studies. I mean, I haven't seen anybody out there punching holes in the ground saying, hey, there's water here, there's different water there. And so somebody really shows me some tables with some well readings or something. I'm not going to say we're overdrafted, just let all this stuff go down the chute because half the people think we're overdrafted.
show me up in the world. I just kind of want to see it.
There's a list of folks in that letter that are here for
Where is that in relation to Blacklight? Well, I went out to Halcyon and the other road, and I simply couldn't determine where the project
was. I can see this brick assignment, but this is the light green outline is the Texas Bridge project.
Right.
And this is Blacklight.
Oh, then it is close.
Yeah, it is close.
Right.
And from their production over here, this team of wells is within 2 miles, and this is within a mile. And these are our major discussions. This is the Woodland project in this area. So you have the Woodland project and the Texas Bridge project.
Yeah, they're all three then within relatively close distance of one another.
You gotta look at the future. When you know just out of the dunes, you're gonna see one heck of a few houses and condos and stuff going on that too. Because they're gonna develop. I mean, I don't know if it's gonna be 20 years or 30 years down the road, you're gonna develop that. Because once the union goes full better, that ground isn't gonna sit out there for 5 minutes straight. I don't think it's gonna be a difference.
Wait till you retire, you'll be out there with the rest.
If it goes through, I'll go after a trial. But I'm not a golfer, so I'm not good at it. I'm not a
safe. Any public comments right now?
We can come back out to you. But,
yes.
Go ahead with one of the
people. John Snyder from Cross California again.
Well, I read this and I had a couple of thoughts. One, there's this whole topic of sub-basin, and I feel that the county and the resource summary and a variety of these other reports severely misquote the DWR, which clearly indicates, the one in 1979, that the basin is hydrologically contiguous and water goes this way and that way at will, and the bluffs are just there for your viewing pleasure. So I think to call it a sub-basin and in paragraph 5 there is completely wrong how to be struck off here. I might also point out that the under 7, under F, that the DWR Bulletin 160-93 is not really a study. It's a review of study. And thirdly, I don't think water runs uphill towards money is really an appropriate comment since it's not really based on any facts or anything. I'll look into that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that puts in the center of a summary of responses during the meeting, including those in the audience and that role for you. Any other? Yeah.
Yes.
Come on up.
Good evening. I'm Dennis Sullivan, president of Site Pierce Development Company, which is the general partner of this project. I appreciate your fine comments about the project. We think we've done a very good job in the design aspects of the project. We initially bought this project because of its proximity to a good source of water. We would have never considered this project had it not had a history of water use, which dates back long before the formation of this district. And since it ceased its use in 1985, it's been in a continuous state of permitting to get to this form of the project that was being proposed. We were here at the last meeting and we did cover a bit there, and I don't want to go over that same territory, but I did have a few comments that I would like to have addressed. Is it now the policy of the district to respond to draft EIRs for all projects in the groundwater basin? That groundwater basin being from Arroyo Grande to Orca and, you know, the inland, is it now that the policy of the district to take that stance?
I could, yeah, you're good at answering that. you just made a statement that based on the assumption that the argument here just by the speaker right before you that the groundwater basin, that we are a member of the Santa Maria groundwater basin and not a separate hydrological area or flood basin. We would have to make that assumption that you are indeed correct in order to answer that question. And I just don't think I would advise the board that since you're asking for both a hydrological and a legal conclusion, that it would be appropriate for the board to answer. If the DRW report, if the computer reports come out with the conclusion that that the Santa Maria groundwater basin and this basin are hydrologically connected and that what goes on in the Santa Maria Valley affects the water flows here, then I think the policy would be adopted. At this point, there is no policy.
All right. Are you recommending the same conditions for all projects in the district and other projects that are within the same groundwater basin, whatever this description of that that the district is used for? If I say the expanded or cut the Arroyo Grande, you're saying that the district is probably a sub. Are you saying that all development projects that are within your district boundaries and that and any project that may be outside your boundaries are you're going to make similar requests through the EIR process or through your rule serve process?
I think if you take a look at the conclusion of the letter at page 3, paragraph 2, it asks that the environmental coordinator to review the Woodlands project, all major agricultural and residential projects, and the Cypress Woods project concurrently to get a true impact, an overall analysis of what is on the planning table in front of the county to come up with an appropriate conclusion as to what the water. Now, I'm not here, though. Obviously, the board member is trying to explain what's in the letter.
Okay. Well, you had some very specific recommendations. Those recommendations were that we find an alternate source of water.
There was a recommendation in there consider retrofitting.
And?
Or bringing in a supplemental water source.
I think it's just and.
Well, I think that would be a good comment to make because I think the idea was to mitigate the potential impact on the water.
Okay, the condition that refers to providing alternate supplies of groundwater is difficult for us to understand. Is it your position that you want our development to bear the cost for your continued, and I might add, increasing removal of groundwater from wells within almost a half a mile of our property and provide that water to areas within your district which do not have access to underlying groundwater?
I don't understand.
You're asking us to bear a financial burden to replace groundwater that you are drawing from the same aquifer that underlies our property and moving it to a point from the district which does not have groundwater resources. You are transferring water out of our property and increasingly drawing water out from near our property and taking it and exporting it, in my mind, to parts of the district that do not have groundwater resources. And you're asking me to bear that cost.
I think what the report asks to do is to, if I read the letter correctly, is to retrofit a number of units to mitigate the draw on the groundwater basin.
It says either, as you pointed out,
or
provide an alternate source of water. In either case, there's a financial impact to our project as a result of these requested conditions. And I am simply stating that if you are not taking water and moving it from within our reach under our property and taking it to a part of the some maybe up to 8 or 9 miles from the property regions of your district that do not have groundwater resources, if you weren't pumping, we wouldn't have this discussion.
That sounds like a water right.
If that's why it was in Mr. Jones' letter.
And that's not something we're very valid right now.
Okay.
I can do that the station is over there. If I'm proved wrong, then I'm proved wrong.
Okay.
I still feel that the problem is a very good position. And so my position is going to be different than yours. Your foundation is totally different from mine. You're looking at it like that. You know, the lower the graph, you're going to have minimal impact. That's what your UIO report in effect says.
Correct.
I think that's wrong. I don't think that's true. I think we are going to have to have more than minimal impact. So you can't come to an agreement with no questions right now. You're asking questions that might get settled in court, it might get settled out of court. Who knows? We contend that the final today will show the photographs. When you're talking about prescriptive rights, and you're talking about other types of things that I'm not prepared to discuss right now. That is the choice.
We, under the, it's not even a theory, but under like the sheet pile theory, if we drew sheet pile down to the ground and contained all the water within the boundary of our property, we would have adequate water to suit our residential use. And I don't think there's a court in the land that would say that we didn't have to meet that right. Now, I will admit that the golf course is at risk, and we've always said that. The golf course would take a secondary position to the residential use. About a year ago, just over a year ago, I wrote a letter to Mr. Jones requesting that you consider our project to be annexed into the district. I have a copy of that I would like to give to you along with what my statements were. Thank you.
Well, I just, after thinking about this a little, I thought it was interesting that, you know, NCSD has a well here and is planning to put possibly another well here at 800 gallons per minute in approximately the same area. I was wondering if these other locations had EIRs on them that were filed when they were put in or when the pumping was increased. Is one also being made for the new 800 gallon per minute well that's being budgeted for?
You can go ahead and try it. The location of that well, that's been a recommendation by the report, by our master water plan, that we pay in those stores and that range of
prices.
I don't think that might count. Any other comments?
Just one comment. Yeah. I believe you should be answering this. I may be the only person on this board to feel so, but I have no idea. But I'm figuring you guys ought to become part of it. Because probably eventually down the road, we're going to get your sewer system and your water system and your big bike 10 years later. You better do it now and do it right. And do it so it's an advantage of that whole community out there and make this whole thing work as one community instead of fighting with a bunch of all of their own. There's something else that the people can do with it. On your side, I got a well too, and I figured the water underneath my well is mine. Not the district's, not anybody else's. You got water underneath your property, so I feel the same way. So, I may be no more your own, but I'm going to be. No, what upsets me is when I read in the paper, it says NCSD board says this. It's not 100%. Maybe 80%, 60%, whatever.
Or even 20.
Or even 20.
Yes. Case Dobie, All Seasons Flowers. I also would like to express my support for a project like this. I think it is indeed a great thing for the community that we have something that is well planned out and taken care of in this way. And I think a lot of people in the nation seem to be in support of that. And we're going through a lot of the different reports. It's very interesting how they can be indeed so wildly apart on such a basic issue of how much water of the rain goes into the basin. And then if you really look at the basics over a number of years, what are well levels, instead of just trying to guesstimate what's going on, then I think it supports a lot of people who say there is not necessarily an overdraft. And I think there's indeed very much an issue with the statement that money of water runs up to money. I'd like to see the thing maybe restated, that water runs to where water rights are, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And not making a cheap shot that everybody who is trying to defend his or her there are numerous people who are indeed offended by a remark like that, because it's like the same thing as right to vote. I mean, that is the right you have. And water rights is a right you have.
Mr. Schneider, when you came up earlier, did you express the support for the project too, or was it just too well?
No, I basically specifically said that we could delete item 5 and that we could note that the DWR bulletin 160-93 is not a study, but a review of already existing studies. I just changed anything study to report.
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. Okay, that's a study for the cover that. Any other comments or questions?
I'd like to say that I'm basically based on that type of practice. If we don't have that type of practice, we don't have the type of practice to come into one of these commercial high rises or apartment buildings or something. High density.
Okay, now. Expressed your opinion on the project, but what about the content of the letter? Then are you saying then that you'd like to see something in this letter saying?
I'd like to see support of the project. I'd like to have them consider all those things. I was basically for the annexation to start with on that type of thing. But we didn't annex, so. I don't think so.
I think that what we're faced with tonight on the EIR letter is, okay, so if it's your view that, you know, there's things in the letter that are against the project, and you are in favor of the project, we're going to vote to not send the letter, I guess, or alter the letter.
I alter the letter. I add that the area on the beautiful surface. Because first of all, when you're dealing with a golf course, they do have the possibility of sending a flyer to the golf course with the river story. So you are giving yourself some leeway. You are putting in, you're building in a bit of a safety there if there is a problem. I hate to see the golf course dry and drain, but they want to go without water either.
It happened with Pebble Beach 2 years ago. And what they did, they just keep the keys and greens going until they get past the problem. So it is, in essence, a local maintenance reservoir.
And I'm going to say, if you guys have a problem out there, would it be better if we had dynamic or we had animals? Because then the problem, we're all in the same boat. We all do the same problem. You know, the water may sit under your land, we're still the same problem. Same boat. Because we do have, obviously, our company's right to long range and somewhere that we can go along the way. I think it could be that in your office.
Does anybody else on the board feel that they should be in?
Yes, I do, definitely. I agree with your statement primarily. I think it's good for the community as a whole. In that I live in Black Lake, I can tell you that all of the things you said that I made about those people, I agree with you 100%. And it, I think, would bring into the area more people that would be willing to contribute to the area, both with their time and volunteers and so on and so forth. It's interesting to note that some 800 people that currently live in Black Lake, over 200 of them volunteer into the San Luis Obispo or the Santa Maria area in support of RSVP, which is Retired Senior Volunteer Program, in support of the hospitals in the area, and most important, in support of teaching aids for young kids that haven't had the opportunity to learn to read. In 1992, I shouldn't be saying all this, but I'd like to. In 1992, there were 800 graduates from 8th grade into the 9th grade, which is the first year of high school and the way this system operates. 300 of those kids could not read beyond the 3rd grade level. That's incredible. Almost 40% of them couldn't read. And yet they're now in high school, or they then were in high school. At that time, the RSV people took 38 senior volunteers and put them in as trainee teachers, if you will, with no actual opportunity to direct anything. But they developed a system that was almost like you see this is an H and this is a W and so on and so forth. And the following year, 1993, there were 270 kids that couldn't read. And in 1994, it was down to less than 100. I think that's a remarkable record, that we can attract people like that in this area. Whatever we do to attract them, I think it's worthwhile.
I'm concerned from the standpoint that apparently there's a separation of issues here. I don't see it as whether I like golf courses or not. The way I feel is that not because I don't like golf courses, but I love golf courses. I think it's beautiful. If I had a choice, golf courses or a bunch of houses or apartment complexes or a telephone or some other directions, I'd choose the golf course any day. But I still feel really attractive. And that issue and these clauses 14 and 15 that we have to justify the last bill to say we've got a sustainable and dependable water supply. And make a recommendation in that regard to support the project. I don't think we can make those, in all honesty, and with good foundational data to support that information and provide it. I don't think there's any way to provide it. I think the number of reports that support overdraft would outweigh those that don't at this point.
him that we'd be remiss to say, sure, we have a sustainable and dependable water supply with Dennis or something. For some reason, we just turned around here and we started not just sending the letter and started talking about annexation. The issue before us is the letter. Now, if we don't want to send the letter, then we direct our comments to the letter. So, I don't want to send it for this reason. When we talk about annexation some other time, but that's not even on the agenda.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not opposed to this project as such. I think my concern is still the fact that there's uncertainty in my mind as to what to say that letter says. And until that somehow is until I have some assurance that these type of projects, and I thought they would come behind us, won't impact that water supply, I hesitate to give it an okay. And I still think that there has to be some kind of a system such as a groundwater management in place to manage these situations at this country. That's an input into what happens out there as far as development goes. It's not the board's function, not this board's function to do that. That's why it's so gross out there that we're concerned to make new comfortable, really. And so, I would say this kind of development, if there was somebody in place that could oversee that foundation, that water.
Okay. Got a motion by Director Blair, second by Director Durbin for the Dillon Silver Line. Got a motion by Director Blair and the second by Director Durbin for not Silver Line. Any further comments or anything from staff?
I really don't have a comment. I think the board just totally in discretion of the board to either send the letter or not. I would just point out that this letter goes to the environmental impact report only.
Do they ultimately have to have a response from this board?
No. What we are on is a list of people where or organizations that were just a draft EIR was sent out for comment. And what this board, as I pointed out in the staff report at the last board meeting, what we do is comment on the EIR. And it goes back to the county environmental coordinator. Either they incorporate our comments or they don't. That's a policy decision at the county level. Eventually, though, it does have to go before the board of supervisors as part and parcel of the development process for their approval of the EIR.
So there should be some kind of response ultimately, then?
From this board?
Yes.
I don't think there has to be a response.
No, I didn't say there has to be, but there should be.
Well, that's a policy question for the board to decide, not for legal counsel.
They ask. If the applicant came to the district and requested annexation, based on what has been presented, the sustainable water supply is very unlikely here in Kansas. That's what I felt very
going to be my next question. What would we have to do to put this on the agenda this evening?
Well, first off, it has to be discussed on the property line. We have had approached the district for annexation. And after you approach the district annexation, when you what happens someplace that went to Blue Water Company to hold that for a company, maybe it's just a pronounced approach because the cost of coming from the district versus the Blue Water Company. I don't know all the ramifications of that.
I might clarify that. There was
a new vote to it.
I'm sorry. There was, this application has been processed since 1989, and we had a rule served letter from rule that continued.
Okay. So you would be using that as the district survey, or would you rather be served by rural
government? I think that is a question that I can't answer at the moment. I said I would like to have the district consider it, but I don't know what the conditions are or what the requirements are by the district. So I can't really say that at this moment.
I just want to know if I was just going in the wrong direction or in this direction.
Not at all.
We can pursue. That's the thing. I'd like to see us annex this thing into the district because then they would sort of on time to sort of all that stuff and maybe make some more food.
The time frame on it, we have to go back to that point. We may have to change the sphere of income. And then look at the sustainable water supply. And with all the reports out there, that'd be a great question. I'm just president of the NAFO. I don't know. It would be difficult to do that.
Well, how
does
the water?
They're verified water.
So they don't have to have the
water. Except for the county. The county has a position, the county wants to take a position on sustainability. In fact, that's the idea when we talk about sustainability. Exactly. The county has the obligation, or the county can build groundwater system within the whole county. And if the county wants to, they can say, okay, that should be part of the, I would guess, part of the planning process to review. And that's what the EIR is, if they put it on the spot, they say, okay, you've got the EIR and determine what the water impact is. And look at the EIR mentions that the water in the area is reaching its limit, right in their own report. And it indicated that they will draft that basin down approximately 60 to 70 over 16 years, basically that's mining the groundwater basin. And when they indicate that the groundwater levels will drop in the area, those levels of drop will affect our production. And then legal counsel brought out that area has been rural land. When it comes in production, it will affect our water under the present condition. Now, the board has certain reason of protecting the users within the 50 points. That's their obligation.
But not the expense of the that's why I I see these people as a private property owner outside the district. They're not inside the district. Even we take them into the district and make them part of us, then we got control or at least some kind of say in what they do. If we're not willing to take them inside the district, then I don't figure we got any right to say what they got to do. I mean, that, to me, is the democratic process in the American way. Now, maybe I'm crazy, but that's the kind of constitution.
I see my primary obligation as trying to protect those who are in the county's right now, those are people that are like this.
Well, we're certainly not protecting them if the water's flowing in the rail. We're not protecting them in any way.
We got to do the whole picture. I can't see a stipend for these people. We should all work together for a common goal. The Board of Supervisors St. Louis don't like that, that's too bad. But eventually somebody's either going to have to give us a piece of fish or a piece of that state water pipe, a piece of something. Because regardless of how it goes in the year 2015, we're going to be hurt whether we build this golf course or not.
I've got a comment as Mr. Manry goes back there. Yeah, it's on it for a while. Then we'll talk some more.
I got a question for Doug. Mr. Coleman over there. You stated that the Rural Water Company was considering to service both water and sewer. because the sustainability would have to be looked at by Canada and the department. Okay. How would they be able to infringe upon the rural water company service? You know, the rural water company said they have to be able to do the service.
I could probably comment on that just very quickly. The sustainable water criteria that's been talked about by the board is an annexation policy. Okay, that's where like, if a city or this district wanted to annex property in order to process that annexation through the LAFCO process, there has to be a finding about sustainable water. The rural water company is not what comes to that number of public agencies, so that issue will never be reached.
Okay, if it's not reached for them, right. How can we come to a determination? How can this come to a determination that would readily affect some people out there? If you want to go on the criteria of sustainability, you have to know what you have, how you're going to use it, and what you propose your needs are going to be. Sustainable does not necessarily mean what it does today will mean the same thing 10 years from now. Now, what they've got plenty of records up to 85 states what they pumped out of that area. Rural water has plenty of records up to this time states what they've been pumping out of that area, the general pumping. So they have a history already, even though it isn't affected from 85 on. And that's kind of dubious to have that breakout period at 85 when they stopped pumping out there. They should go back to the 10 years prior to them stop pumping so they know what they were pumping out of there. Originally, you had 346 acres feet. That was your proposal, and the wells that you had on that property would pump much more than that.
And around the same.
Close to the same. So you would be using your own amount of water to sustain your project. So with that in mind, even though Rural Water Company has been pumping and it is transporting water across into the Eloy Grande area and some of the sub areas over there, how is it that what you're asking over here is going to be really affecting them over there, their sustainability, if they have public records of state that they can provide that much water for their own project. And they'll be recharging with their own sewer and in the golf course. And I think the criteria for sustainability that should be met by them for their project, and you never answered the question Mr. Sullivan had about the criteria of sustainability within the district. You have a lot of projects within the district right now that are proposed by the got a lot of empty lands out here that are going to be serviced. Now, how are you going to regard sustainability now? Are you going to tell people within the district that they can't develop simply because they don't have the water for them when they have already bought into the water projects and they've already bought into services and so forth? And the land's already developed, divided.
Like I said,
you know,
we won't tell them that.
Okay, if you won't tell them that, okay. If you don't tell them that, then you can do whatever you want within this corridor here, this area, regardless of what impact it has out there. So I think the justification on that is to put the criteria on them. You must also put the same criteria on people within the district if you're worried about the water table.
Well,
and if there is water pouring out of both ends, then I don't see where the water table is overdrafted.
It's
still
got
the cost
of it.
I know they're going to be reviewed by the county, but if you're rubber stamping, trying to just do what you're saying, protect the people within your boundaries, those people have to realize that we're appropriating water from out there. You have a prescriptive right, yes, at this point, but that's still up to the court to decide what that amount is. And as long as you keep developing within these ports, you're going to have the problem of what impact you're having on him out there. You have to address his problem before you put any more mitigation on the
water. Likewise, you have a problem of what effect he's having on us.
Not directly. He's having no effect right now. With a potential effect, if he's going to be pumping only what he can get out to service his pumping, then that's a wash.
It hasn't been pumping in 11 years.
It doesn't matter what it's been pumping. It's got records that it has been pumping.
Well,
it is
down one of the prescriptive water ones for the last 5 years.
I know they go back.
Don't have a 5 year pumping.
Steve, you don't have to tell me what the law is. I know what the law is.
Well, you're acting like you don't know.
No, I'm not acting like I don't know what it is. I know what it is. It's just as well as little. The whole right of this is that he's got a project that's viable out here for this community.
Right.
And if his project is going to go, he's going to need the help of this forest. He's not going to need the hindrance of this forest. In the long run, you've got to deal not only with the little lines that say where you service, but everything else outside.
Right, and we realize that. But until you have a groundwater management agency for the whole basin,
Stephen, you know that's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen.
I don't know that.
You know it's not going to happen.
I'd say in the meantime, you can't stick your head in the sand.
Well, I think that's what you're doing. I really do.
Yes.
Jacqueline Frederick, I think I agree with Mr. Manukas. I think the board is sticking its head in the sand and not recognizing what the record data shows regarding that project. And
that
I think,
was my point.
Yeah. And I think that the board has to be very cautious in its efforts to pursue its agenda to continuously find that there is an overdraft, not to affect the individual property rights of property owners, such as the Cypress Ridge project, and to detrimentally affect a project that is good for the community because of your own motivation in trying to establish an overdraft in order to support your plan to take control over all of the private property water in the area.
Well, the comment is that we're not trying to establish an overdraft.
Just a brief comment, then. You keep referring to we. Could you maybe explain who you mean with we?
Oh,
because I think that sometimes we sound bad because I see a lot of board members nodding the other direction when you say we.
So likewise. If you're implying, though, that Steve does not have the support of this board, you're wrong.
Oh, I'm not saying that, but it's like I see a number of times when he says
out,
we.
It came out that way.
Well, that's what I asked you to clarify. When he says we, I saw a number of directors a number of times nodding the other direction, so that's why.
Well, likewise, sometimes you're referring to the board. Okay. I'm not going to make you correct
this. Let me just try and refocus what's going on here. The county environmental department sent out a number of letters requesting comment on the EIR. Whatever comment or no comment or lack of comment will, of course, there's no comment, will not be considered by the environmental coordinator in determining the final environmental impact report. That will then, in turn, be considered by the board of supervisors. I just want to point out that the function of this board, or what's before this board, is a comment on the draft environmental impact report as part of the process of developing the final environmental impact report that will be considered by the board of supervisors as part of their role in approving the project. This, so that we're getting off on AB 3030 and water rights and a lot of things that may be relevant to this decision, but it's just not focused on what the request of the environmental coordinator is.
I'd like to see a letter go out to kind of show that they seem to agree. Supports this project to some extent. We don't want a whole bunch of negative stuff on that.
I'm just doing this as a scribe, a scrivener here. Where would you want to put in your comments in this letter? In the proposed letter, under the conclusions that the board generally favors projects.
It could be something in there. The board generally favors the project and feels that the project's good for the area, that it's a nice planned development. It'll probably be an asset to the public.
That was a comment made, and I just put that on their comments, because I made that comment. That's something for a viable project, a good part of the area, and we also the main issue is the water supply. And that basically the whole thing addresses is the water supply. And as of now, Rural Water Company is going to be serving the area, water and sewer. If you have the idea that the district will annex that area, that's a real question.
Well, how would we go forward to see if the district could annex it? Could we explore that to see if, if it's probably explored or see if the district is annexed in, and the people that are in there would like to be annexed by the district rather than all the one way out of there.
But if the district has to do it, they have to go to LAFCO, and LAFCO has the requirement for us to take over our stuff. And based on the records, the district's 678 records that we have right now, this question was...
Well, depends whether those people are willing to go through the rank act. I think that's what that's why. I think it's more of them to do with that.
So they have to pay, so they must have LAFCO buy into the board has an annexation to the other thing. There will probably not be the water sewer connection to the area for the model of development within itself. But there will be some economic disadvantages to come into the system. There might be some advantages to come into the district because it's probably against the interest of the project.
I just need to feel that we're going to get this thing back. I may not be alive to see it, but I think that, you know, maybe I will be. But I just think we're going to get this back like we left the park. And somebody's going to say, well, in the phone news, there's purposes we should take this over. 10 or 15 years down the road, why not grab it now? I mean,
it
do it right.
Well, Rural Water Company, I think, has about 370 customers right now. They just double their size. And so, economy of scale, I think it would be advantageous for Rural Water Company to provide services. And I'm not, you know, that's just the practice.
Because there's another one coming in right behind this. I mean, Woodlands is going to come in. Probably Woodlands is going to get through, too. So why wouldn't we do the whole thing? I mean, you know. If one was ever going to become a city or something, you're going to have one outfit, not a whole bunch of little guys. I don't know. I'm just looking 20 years or 30 years down the road. I think it'd be better if it's all under one roof. But.
So, I'd like to make a couple of comments, please. The EIR, first of all, there's differences of opinions, but it does say no significant impacts to the water resources. The Western Cuomo Mesa area have been identified and no mitigation measures are required. That is what the EIR says. Number two, it's been referenced by Mr. Jones that there would be a 6-foot drawdown. That 6-foot is a cone effect that a depression resulting on the nearest well, and that is identified over a period of a cycle, which was 16 to 18 years. It did not say there was any impact at all on the district well. It made no mention that there would be any impact on the district well. We furnished Mr. Jones the CLEAF report some time ago, which was... Well, it I don't know if it's measurable.
Well, 2 feet.
Okay, it's 2 feet out of the groundwater. Out of the draw areas, 150 feet. I don't want to go into take your time for that. But as it comes to the matter of being brought into the into your district, I think that matter is something that would occur after we have the tentative map approved. I can tell you frankly that there are significant economic benefits of being brought into the district, and that within then the family of the district that were included, I could see a use for the effluent that you are currently using here that would be usable on the golf course, and that we may in fact be moving water back from where you are if you are a miner of water from where once it came. So I'd like to leave it at that.